Okay, so yesterday we were talking about leaving shul, how to leave shul. The Gemara says, I'm Reb Chelbo in the middle. I'm Reb Huna, he yotze in Beis HaKnesses. If you're leaving, all you see see a gasa. Don't leave with gasa, big steps. Because then Rashi says, it looks like you're staying in shul. It was a burden to you. You're breaking out. Right, but you're running out of shul. Now, it doesn't say
that's
running.
It was.
Then work on it. Still don't take the big steps.
On, right. It's about not reacting like that, or is it just it shouldn't be a burden?
No, you can't say that. Halacha is this is the way how to act. So as much as you thought davening stunk today, that doesn't mean run out of shul. In a pnimistic way, you know, we have to work on staying in shul, right? That's the sugya right before this, makom kavua, right? Makom kavua in one way means a physical place and a physical place. But in pnimius, a man like the Ben Yehuda said, we have to try to make a makom kavua in our heart. We have to want to be there, right? When it comes to the sugya of tefillah, avodah shebelev, perhaps the deepest motivating factor when it comes to the heart is ratzon, want. Do you want to be here or not? Right? Not do I love being here? Do I hate being here? Is it hard? Do you want to be here? Very simple. That's a question if you'd ask a lot of people. I wonder what the answer would be, right? Do you want to be here? If a person would be honest, I remember there was a scary story. Maybe you've heard this story before. This was brought out by Rav Tauber. I forgot his first name. He was very close with Rav Shimshon Pinkus. He used to do these seminars. Maybe he's still alive. They put out some English books from him. And I remember reading a story there once a long time ago that I don't even happen to him. He heard the story. There was a bachur in yeshiva. Mom's like a top guy. And his rosh yeshiva one day calls him to the office. You know, it's my thing. It's a probably famous mindset. He calls him to the office and he says, something very serious to talk about. So the bachur's getting a little nervous. Mom's best bachur in yeshiva. I mean, the top guy. And he's like, yeah, what's up? He's like, it came out, we've been working on this for a little bit of time, but it came out that your mother is a convert. And when she converted, you've heard this, Maisa? She didn't convert properly. She actually was not a Jew, and you're not Jewish. What is that though? Then he goes, okay, but don't worry, I worked out with the Rabbanim, and then tomorrow, you know, you'll go to the mikvah, and you'll be Makabalam, and don't worry, it'll be like everything is fine, and you're going to get all the schar, we worked it out, you know, the Rabbanim said it. Yeah, no, it's okay. You know, you'll just tomorrow you go to the mikvah and we'll do this. But we have to give you this. But according to the halacha, if a ger, you have to give him time to think about it. Right? It has to be. There's all a process. Okay, so just think about it. And, you know, what is it? Maybe it's a week from now. Whatever it was, we'll do it. So fine. So they give him the week. Okay, and they get the whole based in. They get the ready to go. Okay, then best bachur in yeshiva. So they bring him in. They say, okay, according to halacha, right before you dunk in the mikvah, they ask you, do you accept upon yourself Torah and mitzvahs and everything? No. What? No? He's like, yeah, I thought about it. I really thought about it. He's like, I don't want this. Best bachur in yeshiva. I really don't want this. And he walked away. And it was like a shock to everybody who heard this. That you have a person, top guy in yeshiva, looks like he's the best, but be'etzim, he doesn't want it. He never wanted it. He was just doing it. Everybody else was doing it. He just did it. But when it came to that question, do you want this? And he had the opportunity to say no. He said, no, I don't want it. So it's a scary mice. I remember, I don't know, Bilali talk about this mice. I think maybe Rav Schwartz once mentioned this mice. But it's a question a person has to ask himself. It's a scary question, but the mice are your Jew, so there's nowhere to go. But to ask yourself, do I want to be here? It's a very honest, it's a very revealing question. It's not so pushy. I don't know if everybody, if they'd be honest, I don't know if everybody would say yes. They might say, some people say, no, actually, if I could not be a Jew right now, I would not be a Jew right now. You could have those. And again, you can't ask an immature person because they're just saying that because they don't like to keep Shabbos and I can't use my phone. But for some people, the answer would be, I don't. I would like to want to, if you can show me why this is Gishmak. I mean, right now, I just feel like it's Gehenim and it's a... But if a person would be honest, there's a lot of things that he would say, I don't want. So you go to shul, right? We're talking about the sugya of Makom Kavua. In the Pinim, he's like, oh, you have to want to be there. See, what's a chila right? You have to talk of a chila gasa. Or we just had, we had at the end of Parshas Mishpatim, right? Nadav and Aviu and the Zakenim, they were all eating, you know this, at the end of the Parshas Mishpatim? When they were reviewing the Inyan of Har Sinai, right? All of Parshas Mishpatim goes through all the laws, and at the end they review a little bit, that's what Nasa Medishma said, right? At the end of Parshas Mishpatim, not in Yisrael. In Yisrael they only said Nasa. At the end of Parshas Mishpatim, going back over it, and Moshe Rabbeinu is on the Har, and Aaron and his sons and the Zakenim, and it says there that they saw. I don't know if it says they saw with a like a re'ia gasa, like there was some extra type of re'ia that they saw. It was a little bit of, I don't even know how to translate it. What?
Is it holy?
It could, gas. The word gasa. I was thinking about it yesterday. It's not a pasha word. Gasa. Gasa could be haughty, achila, gasa. They had this re'ia. Like indulgent, maybe they would translate it like that. Gluttonous. I don't know exactly how to lock it down. But when here you're saying he's leaving al yufsia psia gasa from shul, it doesn't say don't run out of shul. I mean, that might be for sure. But chila gasa means I don't know how to say it. But it's not posh. It's something like I don't want to be here. I want to just indulge in the rest of the world. Like this place was too tight for me. I need to go out and be free. What?
Arrogance, like
but an arrogance meaning why? It's, I don't know if it's an anxious. It's like, I don't know what to say. It's a hard word.
To get out.
It's a hard word to translate. I was just thinking about it yesterday. It's not a posh word. It doesn't say don't run out of the base medrash, which we totally get. Running out would show it's a masoi, it's a package, and you right. That's boreach. Me base sefer. That's what the Chazal say by we were saying yesterday when Klaiser left Har Sinai. They're boreach like children. Who are leaving the base safe, like kids running out of school. They don't want to be there. They're running away. So they ran away from Har Sinai like that. And that's the reference is. It was an ikuv, and it was a lot of halachas. But it says, al yufsia psia gasa. Something deeper going on over here. I'm not fully sure of what's going on. You have a thought?
No, what is gasa? Daka and gasa is like...
Yes, I mean, there's many levels of what that means. Thick, right? That just means gas. There means physically, it's a large animal, right? Gas could also mean it's physically large steps. Gas can mean you're eating physically too much, but it means much more than that. That's why the achila, the re'iyah we're talking about, is an indulgent type of re'iyah that they were looking to like receive this hana. They saw God's vision of the feet of the sapphire brick, whatever that pasuk is. The top, whatever, you know what I'm talking about. I'll go upon him. But it's the Gemara. One Gemara is saying you should live in that place of a Makam Kavua, and that you should be satisfied right in that one place. That's what we were discussing last week. And now when you're leaving, don't leave in a Psia Gasa, like a total breakage of that simplicity. Right? The Makam Kavua, which is a Makam Tsar, but it's a happy place. This person's, it's the total opposite of this person. You can't live in this place.
Don't leave that place that you just created type thing.
Or be zocha to create that. Meaning this person who's living Psia Gasa didn't make a Makam Kavua. Right? Probably not. He's not satisfied here. He needs more than this. Okay, anyway. Fine. So the Gemara's... What?
Somebody could be running out of shul, but it's hard. It's hard. They really want to stay. They could be running as fast as they can to the train, but the maestro is killing them to leave. That's not a
Yeah, so we're gonna have to see that. So what about running for a Dvar Mitzvah? Leaving shul, running for a Dvar Mitzvah. Are you allowed to run out of shul? Because my inner motivation is not because I want to leave. It's because I want to run towards something. Nir defa. I'm running towards something.
What? See, guys, since you're ever saying you're showing that you're rutzon, is that you weren't really in there the whole time?
There's something deeper about. I mean, yeah. Like there's something deeper about it.
It shows where you're.
Yeah, it's. But I want to. I don't have a good explanation of it. Yeah, like the opposite we said yesterday was rodef. It doesn't say. The pasuk wasn't run to know the Das Hashem. There might be a pasuk like that. It says near the full of Das Hashem. Be a rodef, meaning it's not just running. You're running with kavana. You're running with something deeper over here. And God says you're leaving with a real thick, corpulent, you know, kavana to get out of this place. Okay. So the Gemara says, person with shul, don't take big steps. And Abaye then comes and says, a funny line here, says, lo, Amar na ela lemeipak, we're only talking about leaving shul. Which you'll see that they say, yeah, we know that. That's what the Gemara said. Rav Huna says, when you leave shul, don't take Psia Gasa. So Rabbi says, we're only talking about when you leave shul. But when you go into shul, you should run. You should run. What does he bring Raya from? Pasuk near the Philadelphia, the Hashem person should run to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So on the in Indian, right, there's many madrigas. When running to shul, right, there's just running to shul. There's a place where the shechina is. But l'das Hashem, das is a big sugya. Tefila is a big sugya. Das tefila, to know tefila, right? When a person goes to daven, the tachlis of davening is not about asking requests. The tachlis of davening is coming to know Hashem. Because if it's an Indian of sicha, beinu levein kohen, it's an Indian of conversations, an Indian of, you know, praising him, that's coming to know who he is. Thanking him, that's coming to know who he is. Having a bakushas, that's coming to recognize who he is. That's in a way called das, right? So that's what it means. Adas is Hashem. It's definitely an Indian of tefillah. We'll see. Can it be also be an Indian of Torah? Could it also be an Indian of mitzvahs, right? Can you run out of shul for these things? So we'll see. Then Reb Zera we had yesterday again. First, big line over here. Not the big, but almost the big. I'm Reb Zera Meiresh. He thought that when he saw the Rabbanim running, right, on Shabbos to the shir, he thought that they were being mechal Shabbos. And then when he heard Reb Shubin Levi say, no, a person la'olam yaretz adam l'dvar halacha, a person should run for dvar halacha even on Shabbos. And he brings a pasuk, and Eli is bothered by this pasuk as I am also. Achre Hashem yelchu ka'ari yishag, after Hashem they should go like a roaring lion. And the roaring lion is referring to Kodesh Baruch Hu, not to the people. Somehow that shows to us that you can run even on Shabbos, and therefore, says Reb Zera, I also started to run. So let's go to the Marsha for a second. Let's go to the Marsha before we see everything else. So after the Rush is the Marsha. Truth is, I didn't look at this Gemara. Yeah, so just the Gemara in Shabbos, I didn't get to copy anything yet. The Gemara in Shabbos here says, the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yossi, they ask, what about Psia Gasa on Shabbos? Ma'ul of so Psia Gasa b'Shabbos? I'm just reading to you, this is not the Marsha, this is just the Gemara in Shabbos. What about the Psia Gasa on Shabbos? So the Gemara asks back, Amar Lei v'chi b'chol mi hutra? What about by weekdays? You're asking me on Shabbos, can you take a Psia Gasa? Can you take a Psia Gasa on the weekday?
Isn't there like a line, like a yid doesn't run kind of thing?
From Kelm?
I don't know, it's just like a...
From Kelm, there was such an Indian. They said, by Kelm, if you saw somebody running, you knew there was a fire. Otherwise, they were never running in Kelm. They were very in control. A yid never runs? Yeah. Most yid run. But again, in Kelm, they were so in control of themselves. They never rush. In Kelm, if there was a bus coming... And they and their walking wouldn't reach the bus, they'd miss the bus. It wasn't meant to be L'chaim.
There's no snooze button on their arms.
Kelm, I'm fascinated by Kelm. I really want to, in my Musar days more, they were fat. Kelm was fascinating. Rav Dessler came from Kelm. Rav Dessler is a mixture of all the worlds. It's kedai to learn Rav Dessler. He learned Chassidus. It's open. He was Chassidus and Kabbalah and Musar. And Kelm, they were real. They were real. So the Altar of Kelm, there were certain days. I'm not sure. I really want to read a history about it. I'm not sure if he told them or not. But yeshiva, regular yeshiva, European yeshiva davening, you're talking an hour, 10, hour, 15. Like a real long davening. You know, they said the words for real, slow. There were certain days where he would tell the chazan, daven as fast as you can. And the chazan gets there and starts davening. And the people get on there like, what? And they start rushing also. That's what to do. And then afterwards, they go, Rebbe, what's going on over here? Why'd you let him daven so fast? Why'd you tell him? He's like, what, you don't think that ever in your life you're ever going to have to daven fast? I have to train you how to daven fast. Like, they were real.
I think I read the Rav Dessler biography.
Is it there? I think I...
Yeah, he said...
Oh, okay, fine. I have to read this biography. I don't...
On Shabbos, Sukkot was the same amount of times during the week. But they... On Shabbos, you need more time. It's because there's going to be times in your lives where you're going to have to...
Move faster.
But I thought you're not supposed to rush.
During the week?
Ever.
You're not supposed to. Mishra Berurah brings down. He holds. You're supposed to say Pesukei Zimra like you're counting money. You're right. You count slowly, right? You're supposed to go slow. But what happens when the Tzibur's not?
Oh, he's saying like when you're... Oh, I thought you would tell them to just do it at their own pace anyway. Like, don't rush for the bus.
Generally, there was not don't rush. But I think once, I don't think, was it every day they did that?
Every day,
Mamish? I don't remember.
That Shabbos was the same amount of time as the week.
Okay, maybe. I don't know. I didn't read it.
Some once he left the Shia, went to England, like he, you know, helped him be able to daven like with the tzibur.
Right, you have to train yourself. I mean, it's a very hard thing. It could, right, it could be.
I'm sure what
right, it wasn't a 10 minute.
We're thinking it's 10 minutes.
No. But it's very important. I mean, it's they train them for real life. Anyway, so what about psia gasa during the week? So say Shani Omer, psia gasa, right? Maybe you know this Gemara. By psia gasa, notelas echad mechamesh meos mimor enof shaladim. A person takes a psia gasa even during the week, it takes away 1/500th of his eyesight. So you tell me, you guys mean on Shabbos? You tell me on Shabbos is a mutter during the week? It's not mutter because you're removing your eyesight. L'cher it's also. Right? What did you say? Okay.
So we're also talking about Re'iyah Gasa also.
Well, no, yeah.
Yeah, so it's interesting. No, Re'iyah Gasa.
Oh.
And now, why is the punishment your eyesight? Who knows?
Yeah. So what's the tikkun? What is it? I think the
Shabbos candles.
Right, the Shabbos candles. Right. So I always say, why is that? I remember this from years ago. What's the tikkun? This is from my Musar days, so I don't have a deeper answer right now. Why is it looking at the Shabbos candles is going to be... It's going to help with psia gasa.
Okay.
It helps with your eyesight.
Nero is a gematria.
No, so I'm telling you. So from again, this is from my when I used to be a darshan and a bali musar. So it's a combination of both. I haven't worked on it since then. I still remember from years ago. What's the problem with psia gasa? L'chaira. Gaiva. Gaiva. That's gaiva. Psia gasa. You take this big step, haughty. Again, if you darshan like that. So what's the tachas of candles? Lel Shabbos.
Shalom Bais.
What's one of the major...
Gaiva.
Well, the tikkun, Shalom Bais, is Anava.
Right.
When you look at the candles, Shalom Bais, remember Anava. So then, that's a tikkun for your Gaiva. Nice drush. It's not really... I don't know. I don't have anything more than that. Let's see the Marsha. So that Gemara is very important for this Gemara. Because now there's also two things. There's running and there's Psia Gasa. Are those the same or are those different? So we're... Hopefully we're going to get there. So the Marshal says, Law Amin, Elam Epik, top of page Zion, in our pages. Rav Huna Nami Lo Amor El HaYotze. Rav Huna is also talking about leaving. Right again. Rav Huna says, when you leave shul, don't take a psia gasa. Says Abaye, but you should know that halacha of leaving shul is only when you're leaving shul. When you're going into shul, you should run. Abaye, like, duh. Right? That's what he just said. Right? Rav Huna Nami Lo Amar Ela Hayotze. Dan Lo Meibach. Abai, what are you saying? That's what Rav Huna just said. One thing is not clear, happens in the Gemara all the time. You say halacha, it's totally unclear the parameters, the guidelines. Then they say, this is only this, but not this. That's because we didn't know anything. But here Rav Huna said, when you leave shul, don't take big steps. Ela, the Hachika Amar, this is what he's saying. Lo Amran, this is what Abai is saying in Chiddush. Lo Amran Ela Hayotzim Beisa Knesses Al Menas LeMeipak. When you're leaving shul, what's your kavana? Right, I'm physically leaving shul. That's great. But what's your kavana for leaving? If your kavana is I'm leaving to leave, I'm leaving for the day. Tahainu Lasus Tzrochav Bechutz. I'm going to do avoda. I'm going home. Whatever. I'm going to work. Right. I'm physically leaving, and in my internal world, I'm leaving. I'm not coming back. That's when. You shouldn't take a psia gasa. Aval the chiddush of Abai is aval hayotze bezekneses kedei lemeil beis medrash. If you're leaving shul, but to go to a beis medrash, and we'll see if we can expand that to going to a mitzvah. Lekayim mashakos. So the pasuk is yelchu mechayel chayel. Go from strength to strength, right? Going from the shul. Right? The pasuk in the Gemara is going to talk about this. Going from shul to the beis medrash. Nowadays we have it like a lot of times in the same place, but it used to be right different places. So therefore, you're going from Chayil one strength davening to Chayil to another place strength of Torah. Chayil is gematria. It's a cute little remez. Chayil is gematria moach. Are right, you leaving from one moach to the other moach, the moach of tefillah to the moach of Torah? So vaday mitzvah lemirhat gam mibeis haknesses. It's a mitzvah to run out of shul. If your kavana is you're running from shul, but to a place, a base medrash, let's say, then that's a mitzvah. So what's Abai saying? That halacha of leaving is only when you're leaving to leave. Right? It's only el lemeipak, you're leaving to leave. But if, hayotze lemeipak, right? You're leaving to leave. But if you're leaving to come into another place, mechal l'chal, then it's a mitzvah.
Why does it say you should just run to mitzvahs in general? Why that good basic knesses?
No, because then there's an added chiddush there. Because now when you're leaving the base knesses, now there's a problem to leave in a certain way. So is it so? Now you have two things. Yes, you should always run to a mitzvah.
Oh, okay.
So there's a combination.
It's a place. It's a makom.
Yeah, it's not so simple. So Shenemar Nirdufa L'Das Hashem Dehainu Limud Torah BeBeisa Knesses, right? Shenemar, he brings to the puzzle. Nirdufa, you should be running L'Das Hashem Dehainu Limud Torah. Interesting. So he says he's using that pasuk for something else also. We're using it, Nirdufa L'Das Hashem, to run to shul. He's saying you could also use that pasuk. The pasuk shot is, you should always be running to know Hashem, even if it means leaving the shul in a quick way, says the Marsha. That's halacha l'maisa. So if you're leaving shul to run to a shir, which probably happens all the time, you have your chabura, pick any of the shuls over here, you'd be allowed to run out of shul to go to that place. Now is there any, everybody settles well with everybody? Okay. Hey.
No.
Well, now that you said that, what's the, there could be two possible, let's open up our brains here. What's the problem with Psia Gasa? Pashup Shah problem with Psia Gasa, Rashi says. Well, actually, you know what? Let's read Rashi. Let's get clear. What does Rashi say in there? Yeah. From Rashi itself, we can learn. What's the problem with Psia Gasa? Read it. Let's open up our heads here. Al Yusi Psia Gasa. You see it?
Mm-hmm.
What does he say?
It's a burden. Well, you're showing that it's a burden.
Who are you showing?
The Eibishter.
So here Rashi says, Lefi Shemara Ba'atzmo. That he's appearing himself. Does that mean he's showing himself, or he's showing to others? So it could be the Indian of Psia Gasa. Of course, it's a problem for you to be running out of shul. But there could be an added problem here that other people see you running out of shul. You know, when you run away from war, it demoralizes other people. Right? That's the Issa, right? Go home. If your head's not going to be in war, right? Because you have a new wife, you have a new vineyard, you have a new house, just get out of here. Right? Because if you leave, it's going to demoralize the people. So there could be an Indian over here that if you run out of shul, other people are going to see
Maris Ayin.
Like a Maris Ayin.
There's a lot of lies about that. No, I'm serious.
In Maris.
Like you have to bow when they're bowing. You say Shema when they're saying Shema. Right.
Aleinu, Ashrei. Yeah. Those are the three, by the way. Everybody should just know. Shema, Ashrei, Aleinu. If you walk into a shul, you're by a minion. You davened already. And they're saying Shema, Ashrei, or Aleinu.
Ashrei, there's nothing nicker.
You have to say it with them. That's what we brought down. It's about saying with them.
Right? Then we say like Shemar, like you're causing, obviously, like Be'atmo almost sounds like something within you. Like,
well, that's what it's showing. That's exactly what it is. Like you're showing that like in you're not happy to be here. And that brings down Shemar.
The person's trying to do a mitzvah. They're going in.
So
how do you know?
So now you have this question. Question. What about Dalmakov's Chus? Why shouldn't a Jew judge? You have a guy running out of shul. Judge him Dalmakov's Chus. Maybe he's running to a mitzvah.
Because 100% of people going on H corners running to catch a train or whatever they're doing this, or they're going to warm. They're going to do a mitzvah to run Pnasa.
So that's a classic. That's a classic type of question, right? When my avoda looks one way, listen. Everybody has an obligation to be down the cuffs list. Why should that be a problem?
You shouldn't put a stumbling block.
You can't. Even though everybody has an opportunity, everybody has an obligation to judge you down the cuffs list. That your obligation is never put anybody into that position. It's true. Once you're running, a person, everybody else should be down. Says, "Oh, he's probably running to a shir." But when it's your halacha, you can't be running. You understand?
Maybe that's why it's used lashon psia, because it's not like a running out. It's more of like a certain
type of kavana or something.
Yeah, a certain like a way that he's like leaving with like just the
haste.
Yeah, like
maybe that's how Abaye knew. Maybe that's how Abaye knew that there's a difference. I mean, if Rav Huna just said, when you leave shul, don't take a psia gasa, that sounds like you can never leave shul in a running or type of way. But Abaye maybe he heard from the word psia gasa. Why didn't he say you can't run out of shul? Why did Rav Huna say don't take a psia gasa out of shul? Because the kavanas matter. So Abaye says, oh, it must be Rav Huna means, as he's saying, it means Lo Amran is qualifying Rav Huna. He's not arguing with Rav Huna. But Rav Huna means, like Pinyin is saying, when you're leaving to leave, don't take psiagasas.
Like, it looks different also, maybe. Psiagasa looks different than running out.
Yeah, I don't even know what psiagasa, like, what does it look like? A guy, we know a guy rushing. That's
but
the classic.
Like, you can say, like, when you watch Rebbe when he runs out of shul, when he doesn't go out the side door, he, like, very quick little steps, runs right out. So no one, like, bothers him. Right. You say that?
What are we saying?
No, I'm saying, like, that's, like, the more modest type of way versus
I'm
another guy.
I'm not asking how things look.
You know what I'm saying? Like, a normal guy just, like, runs out. And, like, maybe just, like, in a small little
whatever hiding doing
way.
Is fine. I'm not looking
No, I'm saying it's, like, a hiding way, which is, like, not just a gossip.
Okay. But we have to know also, so we have, so Marsha opening up a whole new world, that there's different kavanas can change the halacha. That's according to the Marsha. But let's see the, let's quickly see the Rush.
Are we
do
the next Marsha?
The next Marsha? I didn't see. Well, Philip is Shabbos? Not yet. That's the next part of the Gemara. I didn't even look at it. Oh, it answers what?
The question about the pasuk.
Oh, so we'll get back to it. You have to deal with that pasuk also. Go quickly, Rush to the Rush. Haha. Funny. Let's go to page 9 over here in the Rush. Basically quotes the Gemara. We'll read a quick line here.
I don't have it.
You have the Rush. Yes, you do. It's probably this one. It's probably this one. The Rush is before the Marsha.
Okay. Hey. You got to tell us that.
Oh, sorry. So maybe I'll write on the stickies, Rush, like you had like in high school. Or girls have in high school, not boys. Okay, so page 9 in the Rush. Go, it's really towards the middle. There's a two dots. The last word, there's a two dots over here. See that? It's the next word, the first word on the line is Amrav Chelbo. So he quotes the Gemara. Amr b'chelba, Amr b'chuna, hayotz b'sekenes, alif si p'si agas, don't take a big step. Amr b'ayil, Amr n'elo b'denofik. That's when you're leaving. Avo b'da'ayil, but when you go in, mitzvah l'merah, do you have it? Okay, it's the quote of the Gemara. Fine. Look at the Madne Yomtif.
No.
The Madne Yomtif on the bottom. Okay, go to the small letters here. Go to Reish. Ready for this? Madne Yomtif, bottom left. Re, Os, Reish, very small. Lo Amr, you see that? Lo Amr n'elo b'denofik. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Baal, I'm not sure the Ayin Yud is. Somebody, some big Talmud Chacham, Maksha asks, Shaharei Baal HaMaimer Atzmo, Rav Huna himself was Ndak Deik Lomer Hayotze, or just, this is the Marsha's question. Rav Huna already said Hayotze, the one who leaves shul shouldn't do it in a certain way. Ulamai Tzarech Lomer, so then why did Abai then say, Lo Omran Elo B'dinofik? It's only when you leave this halacha. We know that, he said that. Viterid's the Balomar, his answer is the Davka Kishayitza Al Dashalo Lachsur. That's only right, there's the Marsha. Only person has the Das to leave and not come back, Velichnos, when you're not coming back. Aval Imdaito Lachsur Velichnos, if your Das, not just to go to the base measure, but if your Das, you're running out of shul because you want to come back to shul. Right, a little bit different than Marsha, but if you're leaving with the Kavana, you want to come back, Velichnos, Enachanami Divsipsiagasa, of course you could do that. Why not? You're right, you're running, but it's basically to a mitzvah. You're running home to run back. Af b'yitzia k'deshi yamar v'yava. Right? You could even leave with psiagasa in order that you can quickly come back. Va'ani, let's finish up with this. Va'ani chochich b'zeh. I'm not sure what that word means. I think I laugh at this. I don't know. I laugh at this. L'hachmir. Why? You can't do that. You can, even if you're running out of shul, to come back to shul. Even if you're running to shul, maybe to go to the base medrash. You can't run. Why? L'fisha roeh eni yodeh shedai to l'shul. Because the person who's seeing you doesn't know what your kavanas are. Via be'enav lavuz, alashim siyapsi agas lamar latzes, and he sees that as a bizayun to shul that you're running out. So you see, we have a big machlokas over here. What's the kavan of this halacha? It only depends on what you're thinking, or also what the people see. So this becomes a big time machlokas. What's your kavan? If your kavan is running to a mitzvah, are you allowed to run, or maybe not? All right, Mitzvah will continue this tomorrow.
Sit to Rashi, right?
What? Marba Atzma. Yes, it could.